You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by five beatniks?
Yeah,
three
man.
Out of five.
Three out of five. Yeah. We've got Logan, we've got Seth Sinclair, and Ollie Charlesworth.
Hello.
Yes.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
No, of course. How are we doing this morning? We're looking all very warm.
Yeah, man.
Toasty.
Warm and toasty.
Yeah, man. You have to, man. But it's a lovely day out there. So
it's clear.
Couldn't be better.
Just picked up a new jacket, so I'm
yeah,
stoked.
You look. Yeah, I like that.
I was running a windbreaker for far too long, just like layering underneath the windbreaker. So now I've got more than a windbreaker.
Is that double fleece as well? You've got a polar fleece and then
I am double fleecing. I'm fleecing one there, and then it's a fleece inside there.
Yeah, no. And you've been living in Dunedin way too long.
I must be getting good at it.
Yeah. A windbreaker is very smelly.
Are windbreakers smelly?
Yeah, because they're constantly breaking wind, right?
Oh.
That's a very dumb joke. Monday morning.
Good, eh?
Dad jokes for a Monday morning. You all have been up in Te'ika, Maui, the North Island recently. How was the shows there? How were the
tour? Logan?
Yes, the Adi Safa shows.
Oh, yes,
Not Beatniks.
What have Beatniks been doing lately?
We've been at the Crown Hotel.
Oh, yay. Gangster. How's the Crown there?
It was great.
That's basically the North Island, right?
Yeah, we had a show with Big League, I guess, a band from... came over from Melbourne and they had some of their first New Zealand shows, I think. So
yeah, it was their first time in New Zealand. It was really cool. And Uno Juno played as well. It was a really good night. It was real fun.
That was my first time seeing them. They were epic. Yeah. Epic set. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah. Shut up, Logan. Logan was playing the same time in Auckland. That was a good. That sounded pretty good as well. It's been a busy last couple of weeks for me, Logie Bear.
And I mean, it sounds like your week is going to be pretty busy too. You're playing at the Catacombs on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is this your first time playing in the Catacombs?
We had maybe once or twice. We had one show with I think Hot Sauce Club and
then we did Summer Thieves when you first joined us, Seth.
Yep.
Which was pretty fun, I think.
That was the Hot Sauce Club one. So I've only played one, but have you guys?
We've done about two or three, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Two.
Yeah, but yeah,
Catacombs always good crowd to get actually some bands playing in there, and should be an all round good.
First kind of official gig was last year. Start of last year, and it was the one with Hot Sauce Club, and it was absolutely wicked. So much fun. Such a
sick.
cool spot. Cool vibe, you know. It's gonna be wicked, eh? So just can't wait for Wednesday, eh?
Yeah, hell yeah. I've never actually been to Catacombs, but I've heard it's like what subs vibe, kind of like clubby.
Yeah, it's clubby. And
so, I'm surprised that like a gang of surf rockers are gonna be playing this.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. That's refreshing.
It's good to have a I guess band takeover when it's, you don't really see that many bands actually playing there. So getting a band in there's the best thing. It's always a good couple layers you can look down from up top and see it all going on. It's awesome.
Pretty refreshing as well in that kind of environment, and to have that kind of venue in Dunedin, you know, that's, you know, to not always be filled with that. It's refreshing to be able to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds bloody good as well. Sounds cool, and the crowd's in such a tiny little spot, you know, so it gets pretty intense, you know. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's
good, really good energy there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Sick. What is a beatnik to y'all, and who is your favourite beatnik of all time?
Favourite beatnik? Leo Lilly. Was a beatnik for a gig, so out of all beatniks, he's probably up there.
Yeah.
That's
good beatniks. Parko is the
beatnik. Yeah, he was a good beatnik. That was well back. He had probably the most iconic beatnik moment of getting crowd surfing and then getting thrown off the top of people's hands back onto the stage and essentially just got completely folded over the edge of the stage / barrier, black eye.
Damn.
Probably broke his guitar and everything, but he got straight back up and threw his SG 2-3 meters up in the air, caught it and walked off stage like a true rock and roller.
That's a pretty Chad move right there.
Yeah.
I meant beatnik and more of the cultural kind of rebellious.
I think it's probably you can't really go past Jack Kerouac and the beat poetry that he kind of produced. That's kind of the original, I guess. But the name that we took for the beatniks actually came from the Clean Song Beatnik, which was another just classical Dunedin pop song, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that was where the name came from. Mm. Yeah.
Well, your answers before seem to indicate that there's been a lot of former beatniks.
Yeah.
How many former? I mean, is it like Minions? What are we talking about?
Yeah, so we had.
it's kind of cult followers / sub-ins, but we've got a couple of people.
So originally we had. It's been pretty much the same lineup since we started with Logan, me, Sam, and Kendall. And then we had about five or six drummers, I think, before we landed on Seth.
Jackpot on Seth.
Yeah, true. So we had Roots from Man Ray.
I love it. We had Lockie
from Man Ray. Yeah. We had Will Rundle. Who else did we have? We've had a lot of drummers. And then, we managed to luck in with Seth and get our own little pocket rocket. fit the mould and
it's been good.
Really fit well.
It's like a vibe of Harry Potter having the Defense of the Dark Arts t-shirt on his changing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think up until we did have Seth, he kind of solidified that formation of the beatniks, I guess.
Yeah. The sound.
It's really
the
next 2 weeks. And
yeah,
then.
Yeah. So that really allowed us to kind of build and develop off that just solid solid
it's
background.
It's been consistent since I've been there.
Yeah.
Sweet. Last question I have for you is, you'll routinely practice out at St. Clair, correct?
Yep.
Quite close to the coast.
Yep.
How does that impact your songwriting production?
I guess so. For me and Sam, I've lived out in St. Clair for 3 or 4 years now. I've kind of the 2 years in North Dee, one in the halls, 1 year on Castle Street, and then got as far away from North Dee as possible. I've kind of always lived at the beach, and it's just a different
nice place to be. Yeah. Nice, nice clear air. It's a good area to practice and stuff. And obviously, you've got Leo living out there as well now. So there's just always so much music happening. It's a pretty fun buzz out there. We're always good to spend 3-4 hours out there just mucking about, make some dinner. I think we've taken a much more sort of relaxed approach to our practicing by just spending more time out there but still getting just as much stuff done, taking a minute, making sure we're not running low, so it's not a big grind, so we're actually being able to enjoy ourselves out with those practices, and that spot out there is just a really good place for us to do it, which is really cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. It was great speaking with you all. And I hope you have a great time at Catacombs this Wednesday. What time is it? 7?
So, oh, it's doors, 9 or something, right? Doors open at 10 p.m. and I think first band will probably be 10:15 or 10:30, and we've got lineup of Jam Henderson, Leo Lilly, the Beatniks, and it should be an absolute ripper of a night. So get your tickets from Strung Out, I think. We've got a Facebook page, and just tune into our Instagram and stuff for more updates.
We also have a giveaway.
Oh, yes, we do. We've got two Beatnik shirts to give away from merch from our album we released at the end of last year, Archetype. Mm. And we've got a black t-shirt and a white t-shirt.
Woohoo.
Man. They're both size medium, I think. But
it's like life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You have two wolves inside of you.
Yeah.
One is a black Beatnik shirt and the other is a white.
Yin and yang, man. As above, so below.
Alrighty, well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. If anyone would like to win a Beatnik shirt, all you have to do is text into 0212 Radio 1 with your favourite Beatnik song, and then you are in the draw to win. I think I'm going to play some tracks. So y'all requested, was it DJs by Sublime and Lou Reed, Into the Sun? That's the vibe?
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be perfect, yeah. Hope to see you all Wednesday.
Yes, hopefully we'll see everyone Wednesday. Here is Sublime with DJs. Listen to The One, hot off the press, up next with the critic, editor Nina Brown. See you soon!
All of the DJs surely have taken a lesson. Start talking trash and I'll come with my Smith and Wesson. A little competition comes my way, but about it always winds up the same.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.